Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Phyllis Moore.
You know, as I was preparing for this, I couldn't help, I don't want to say feel sorry, maybe empathize is the word, maybe feel sorry is a word, for people that didn't have the privileges that Keith and I had of being with Brother Hagin for so many years. Because I knew that this was coming, and so before Keith left, the Lord really had given me the idea of what I was going to do part of the time while he was gone. But, you know, as I begin to study on it and look at it and stuff, you realize, it's like Brother Hagin said over and over again, when you begin to study, you realize how much you don't know. The more mature you get, you realize how much stuff you just don't know. And I think about how much we don't know. And we were with Brother Hagin every day for 20 plus years. But I thought about, you know, Brother Hagin. And when I was thinking about this, we were with him, with the man that God gave the personal charge to go teach my people faith. Faith. And even with that, it can be hard, as much as we heard about faith, to even still, when situations arise, stir your faith up enough to believe for what you need to believe for. So I what I was saying at the beginning was, I don't want to say feel sorry, but it's almost what you do. You feel sorry for the people that have not had all that input year after year after year after year after week after day after day. How do they stand? Do you understand? How do you stand? You know? And so I am so thankful. Keith picks on me sometimes because he says, was that a good enough faith sermon for you? Because I love to hear about faith. And every time he teaches on faith, it's the very first thing. He'll say, you'll like the sermon tonight. And I say, what, faith? And he'll say, yep, faith. Yeah, because it's so important to us. Faith is. So this series that he's teaching on Friday nights is just right up my alley. Because it's faith that pleases God, and it's faith that we need to live by. So I'm going to just kind of go on with what he's going on, faith, a little bit, because it's something that's so strong in my heart, but maybe a different direction just a little bit. And I want to talk to you about a faith that fights. A faith that fights. First off, in order to fight, you got to know who you're fighting. If you don't even know who you're fighting, then how are you going to fight? So let's look at a couple of scriptures. 1 Peter chapter 5, all of you know it. Don't assume that you already know all of this. Because even as I was studying, I was thinking, oh, Lord, yeah, I forgot that. Oh, Lord, yeah, thank you for reminding me of that. Oh, Lord, yeah, thank you for allowing me to teach on this. Because it stirs you up again. So even if you know it, it's going to stir you back up again. Okay, so 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because what? Adversary. So who's your adversary?
The devil.
The devil. That's who we're fighting. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Say, my adversary,
my adversary
is the devil.
Is the devil.
Not God.
Not
my husband.
Not
my wife.
Not
my boss.
Not my boss.
You understand?
Yeah.
Your adversary is the devil. Whom resist steadfast. Now read that next part with me. In the faith. You have to resist the devil in what?
Faith.
You have to resist him in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers. all around the world. Well, how could it be accomplished in your brothers around the world? Because they're not winning the faith fight. Brothers means Christian brothers and sisters. They're not winning the faith fight. So how are so many people not winning the faith fight? We want to find out tonight. So look with me at John 10:10. John 10:10. For the thief. Well, who's the thief? The devil. Comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Okay, so say you have an imaginary piece of paper right now. Okay, on the left-hand side of your imaginary piece of paper, write everything good that's going on in your life. Okay? That's God. Do you understand that? That's God. Okay, now think of everything bad. Put it on the right-hand side. That's the devil. Now, which list is longer?
Left side should be.
Should be longer, but which list is really longer? Usually the right side. We want to erase that whole right side. We want to know how to get rid of that right side.
Yes.
To where the devil's not able to steal, kill, and destroy from us all the time. So we're going to kind of find out some answers on it. Luke 13 says this. We're determining now who we're fighting. Don't forget that. Luke 13:16 says this. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom who has bound?
Satan.
Whom Satan has bound. Lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. So sickness comes from where?
The devil.
Binding comes from where?
The devil.
Mental depression comes from where?
The devil.
Infirmities come from where?
The devil.
God's not putting sickness on you to teach you something.
Amen.
He's not putting it on you to make you more humble. He's not putting it on you to get you more pious or whatever you want to call it, any of those things. The devil is the one that puts sickness on people. So we should do what with that? Put it on that right side because it's bad. You understand that? Knowing all these things, let's read James 4:7. We're going somewhere. Y'all still hooked, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, don't shut me off on this verse. James 4:7. The first word, read it with me. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Now, everybody read that with me. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Then do what? Resist the devil. And he may flee from you.
He will
flee from you.
Amen.
Not maybe, not might, not possibly. He will flee from you.
Amen.
If you submit, therefore, to God and you resist the devil, what's going to happen? He will flee from you. Now, the reason I said don't turn me off is we've been around, and I've told you this before, my husband is the king of submission teaching to me because he's taught it forever. It was one of the very first things God dealt with him about. He taught it at Rhema year after year after year. He taught it to me, and I rebelled. Every time I heard the word, it was like, because you don't understand it. But let me help you put it, you know me, I'm going to put it so natural that I think you're going to get it real easily. How many of you in here have ever got a tax return? Got money back on your taxes? I think most of the people in here has got some money back on their taxes in their lifetime. Okay? Do you know in order to get money back on your taxes, you had to submit? Do you understand that? In order to get what you wanted from the IRS, what did you have to do? You had to submit your W-2 form.
Yes.
You had to submit all the right paperwork. You had to submit it by a certain time and get it to the IRS. Now, why did you do that? You wanted the money. You wanted a result from the IRS. You wanted them to get you that check and to get it to you
quickly.
So you were willing to do whatever they required of you in order to get that check. You stayed up all night long for looking for those little tiny pieces of paper. Anything that you could find, you did everything that you could, went out of your way to do all these things, even though it was a pain to you to submit those documents to the IRS in exactly the way they required, because you knew if you didn't, you were not getting that check. Now, did that make you mad? Did you get bitter about that? Did you get mad at the IRS? I mean, a lot of people don't like the IRS, but when they're getting a check back, you like them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, those papers in themselves, they don't have any power whatsoever. Do you understand that? Where is the power? It's in the people back behind that you can't even see behind those papers. Now, what if you didn't get a return? Do you still have to submit those papers? Let me ask you this question. How many of you ever had to pay the IRS something? Same amount of hands. Did you have to submit to the IRS?
Yes.
Did you have to fill out all those papers? Did you have to do just exactly what they told you to do?
Yeah.
In the way that they told you to do it? Why did you have to do that? Because you did not want to get devoured by the IRS. Do you understand that? That is what submission is. It's doing what is necessary in order to get the results that you're looking for. People have made it and blown it into this horribly bad thing. God says if you will submit to God, then you can resist the devil and he's going to flee. It's the same thing.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.